Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning, Lisa Raleigh.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Wellness expert. It is time. Good, thank you so much. People are stressed, Lisa. They are, you know, just a lot of tension in the air.
There is.
Mainly caused.
Monday morning.
It's Alma. Mainly caused by Alma, but it's okay. We'll
it's
get over it.
All the beauties in the room. So stressful.
All the queens in the room.
Yeah, too many crowns.
Yeah,
in any pageant, there should just be one crown.
One.
So as you can tell, it's coming out of winter. It's almost spring. Can you believe it?
And so excited.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm a Durbanite, so this winter has almost killed me.
You're a Durbanite?
Yeah, I am. Born and bred. Oh, and you can probably hear it on the accents. But this is my first full winter. And it was quite an adjustment.
No, I'm laughing because you said, is it?
Is it? Is it? Have you dropped the kids? Do you have kids?
No, I have kids. And one's name is Kim.
Kim!
And I don't eat fish.
You don't eat fish, of course.
Kim.
I'm trying very hard here to change to a Joburg like twang, but I can't.
Is it?
It's just in there forever.
No, just keep it real. So we asked you in this morning just to answer one simple question. Coming out of winter, people want to lose a bit of weight, especially around the tummy area.
Tummy area is the thing. Yeah. It's the one.
Yep.
So I said, Lisa's busy. I'll answer it on her behalf. And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here.
Cool.
The answer is aerobics.
I want a headband.
Yes.
And it's very high cut corsets right over the hips, showing a bit too much butt.
Are we wearing leggings under?
Yes,
stockings.
Okay. Stockings, leg warmers.
Like this.
Spare us.
Gosh.
But seriously, when I'm going to challenge us this morning, when you hear this music coming on, we're going to do a bit of, what do you call that, flash mob? Remember the flash mob?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to do aerobics mob.
Aerobics mob.
Okay.
Hope you girls are dressed appropriately. Here.
Well, Alma, not so much.
No.
I'll borrow you my sneakers.
So this morning, I just want to get to that one thing that's the best thing to, if you're only going to do one thing in your life, you come out of winter.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're morbidly obese, okay? There are not going to be no forklifts coming to get you out of bed.
But maybe you've upped your game by 5 kgs.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. Let's talk that, shall
Let's
we?
Let's go
talk
there.
That.
Yeah, okay, I think most people in that situation, especially last week when it hit 25, 26 degrees every day, and you're like, wow, I'm not ready. The layers are coming off, but my body is so not ready for this. It is really hard to say what is the one thing. The one thing would be probably to cut back on carbohydrates. Most people are carb sensitive and eat way too many carbohydrates in a day. If I had to say like one thing, it would be to look at your overall calorie intake and reduce, and preferably reduce your carbohydrates substantially, especially your processed carbs, your sugars, your pastas, your breads, biscuits, cakes, all those good things.
I wanted a chant, and that's a cut the carbs.
Cut the carbs. Yeah. But I don't want to say all carbs, because that's where I don't want carbs to get a bad rap. You get good carbs and bad carbs. Sort of your unprocessed whole grain carbohydrates, your sweet potatoes, your quinoas, your brown basmati rices. Those things are good for you in moderation. Small portions throughout the course of the day.
Good carbs, things like quinoa, sweet potato,
brown basmati rice. Those things are allowed, but in moderation. So you're not going to have 4 cups of them. You're going to have a half a cup with your lean protein and your good fats.
Now, Lisa, what are the bad carbs?
The bad carbs are the ones I've mentioned. The sweets, the processed sugars, the cakes, the pasta, the fed cook.
Can I still have a donut?
You can if it's a treat, but you can't have one every day. Definitely not for breakfast, Alma.
Also, can we just take Alma, just switch off her mic, because she's the person that eats a chocolate at 6 a.m. and then wants to be asking about donuts and still looks like that.
But listen, Alma looks skinny, but I'd like to take a look at her insides. Sorry, Alma.
How I feel about that.
You know, you can be skinny and unhealthy, and you can actually be chunky and healthy. Do you know that? You can be a little bit overweight, but actually quite fit, strong and healthy.
So now
That means nothing.
Sorry, I'm just making a list here. Just chat amongst your people that want to fight with Alma.
Alma. No, yeah, I was going to say Bonang, in the one corner is
parents of South Africa and Lisa Rally. Fantastic. All right, so we'll chat more in a moment. We're just going to slip into something less comfortable like leotards, leg warmers, and sweatbands for our aerobic session this morning. It's like it's back in the 80s, everybody. We got the music and everything. Have you done aerobics before, Lisa?
Me? Yeah. No. I was born in 1990, but yes.
Boom.
It's back like the 80s. So the Lisa Rally on the show this morning, wellness expert. Okay, I'm unfair when I say give us just one thing.
Yeah,
so I'm going to ask you for the top three.
Okay.
Top three things that we can take home with us. If you want to guarantee, if you stick to these top three things, if you stick to them, then you will lose weight.
Totally.
In all the right places. Before we get to your top three, Lisa Rally, we've got some comments coming in and questions.
Morning, Martin and team. One of the best ways to lose weight is to go on the rum diet. A mate of mine went on this diet. It's where you drink 2 bottles of Red Hard per day for 30 days. Yeah. And he lost, I think it was 70 kilograms within like 2 months. His wife left him.
Yes. Come on now.
He didn't leave his name, nah? Did he leave his name?
No.
But we have his number.
Clever like that. Here's a question for you, Lisa.
The only way to lose weight is to sort out your gut. Yeah. All health and wellness starts in your gut.
Brilliant comment.
Healthy gut?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Okay, so pretty much if you're not pooping on a regular basis, and that I mean once or twice every single day, and I can't believe I'm going to say this on radio, but it needs to be soft serve life brown. Sorry guys,
Lisa.
But listen, it's not just going to the toilet, it's the quality of what's coming out that's very important. And if you're not eliminating on a daily basis, then all those toxins are being reabsorbed, making your body super acidic, and then really affecting your immune system, and is going to affect things like you're more susceptible to things like cancers and autoimmune diseases and stuff. So healthy gut means better weight, healthier weight, and better health overall. Daily poops.
Chalk dip with flake.
Rocky Road. Does your poo, does Guys. It have to be consistent, like the same time every day?
Ideally, you should have a rhythm, so your body should be in a routine. I know morning radio is tough for a lot of you, but you know what? As long as it is every day, preferably twice a day, you're good. You're eliminating those toxins, not being reabsorbed.
No, it's because the kids want to know about swimming, early in the morning.
Nice.
So top three things, Lisa Rally. These are the top three things, that you need to do. And if you do this, you stick to it, then you will lose weight in all the right places. Go.
Okay, so I've already mentioned cutting down on the processed carbohydrates. Second thing would be to get more sleep. You really need to focus on good quality sleep, guys. But it is the truth.
Team, we're going to get fatter and fatter and unhappier.
But you know what? If you don't sleep, it throws everything out. It throws your moods and emotions out, your hormones.
Yeah.
You have high adrenaline levels. Therefore, you have higher cortisone levels. Cortisone is a hormone that stores fat around the midriff, which is the area that we're talking about, right? So a lot of experts say you can sleep yourself thin, which is really true. If you sleep better and you feel more rested, your motivation levels are really high the next day. You're going to make the changes in your diet. You're going to have the energy to exercise, plus all your hormones will be in check.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much is enough sleep?
You know, everyone is different. Quality is very important, and having a sleep routine is also really important. Going to bed at the same time every night and waking up at the same time every day is actually really important. Quality sleep, so minimum of 7 hours. 8 hours is ideal. So the experts are right when they say 8 hours sleep. Work backwards. If you're getting up at 5, you should be in bed by 8:45, 9:00, of a wind down routine.
Cut the carbs,
number two, sleep more, good quality, have
Ladies
a sleep routine.
Ladies and gentlemen, number three.
Yeah, number three is, and I'm really serious, rebound. If you rebound.
Is body
Hit that body, big boy.
Here we go.
She's even singing it.
Yeah, I know this song
Number three is bring back aerobics. Bring back the 90s.
What form of aerobics
do you know,
is rebounding?
You know aerobics?
I do know
Can
aerobics.
Can you teach us? I'm sure I play this song. Just show us a bit.
Can no, but you need to stand.
No, I need to stand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I keep my earphones on?
Keep your earphones, yes. Oh, and right. Here we go. And one and two.
Come okay, on, side steps.
Step. Elma, on the beat, on
good.
The beat.
Good, now I must improve my best.
I lapsed
into a bit of Michael Jackson. Did you see that?
He was doing Thriller.
I was doing Thriller. Sorry. That was fun.
Can we do it to another song next time, please?
But there are chants. I enjoy that. I must improve my best.
No, mine's fine. I'm good.
And stretch.
Can I tell you what the problem was with me? I tried aerobics. Very long story short, so my first digs after varsity was with a friend of mine who used to play rugby. So now you finish playing rugby, now you're going to do something different to keep the weight off. So we decided, Nia, let's do aerobics. All right, now we do aerobics. The problem with aerobics is you need coordination, really good calls.
Yeah.
Yes. It takes me too long to learn those moves, and all you start, and then you become Michael Jackson. Yes. And all you just have this one move.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I apologize. I completely derailed. Your third point is what?
My third point is something that has got nothing to do with men, okay? It's got to do with a little trampoline, which is now called rebounding. So, rebound. So, nothing rebound. To do with guys, ex-boyfriends. Lizzle?
It's not that.
Rebounding on a mini trampoline. So, 2 minutes of rebounding is equivalent to 6 minutes of running. So, it's three times the G-force of gravity. It's three times more effective than any other type of exercise.
What? So, we're coming to Elma's house.
Jumping. I have a built-in trampoline, so we're going to do it at my house.
Yeah, yes. So you can go to trampoline parks, you can get a mini rebounder at home, okay, which is also awesome, and you can incorporate weights into that and resistance bands and do online workouts. But rebounding is really good for improving your lymphatic circulation, boosting your cardiovascular fitness, toning the body, helping with those Kegels and those lady muscles, improving the immune system. It's really good for anti-aging. So it's like a one-stop shop, and you'll start seeing it everywhere. So
can you actually?
Who would have known?
Yeah,
just jumping.
It's like a cool form of aerobics, I promise you.
Well, I've learned something, and this is exactly why we invited you in, Lisa Rally. Thank you so much for that.
Such a pleasure, guys.
Cut the carbs, sleep more, and who would have thunk?
Rebounding.
You do it when your husband's not at home during the day. You have one of those. Thank you so much for
it's
coming.
It's a pleasure.
In.
Thanks.
We'll put these up on our website for you if you want to go and check them out again. Lisa Rally, wellness expert, top 3 tips, guaranteed weight loss in all the right areas. Lisa, I want to invite you on behalf of all of us to join us at this year's Discovery Jacaranda FM Spring Walk.
Awesome. I'd love to.
And please bring some rebounding with you.
Yes. Lots of rebounding.
Yeah. Wake up with Martin Bester on breakfast. Hey,
think I'm ready, baby. Martin en span, julle is freaking awesome. You give me a feeling so strong. Jacaranda FM.